Hi there. I'm Nancy Stewart, the lead special education teacher at Avoca School District 37 in Wilmette, Illinois. Check out my blogs, Nancy L. Stewart, all one word, lowercase, .wordpress.com. It's about a mad math class. And my school blog is at avoca37.org/StewartN. I met Chris for the first time at NEC09. I thought Chris was one of the most handsome guys there. We'll see if I feel the same way next year, after I've had my cataract surgery. Oh, and don't forget, you're listening to AT Tipscast. Bye!
Welcome to the AT Tipscast, exploring and investigating the implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 40, recorded on July 16th, 2009, the last episode of season 2 of the AT Tipscast. People love a good story. Storytelling conjures up memories of sitting all snugly cozy in your bed with mom tucking in the blankets around you as you listen to her tell of Jack climbing a beanstalk, billy goats tricking the troll that lived under the bridge, or a gingerbread man who wished that he had never met a clever fox. Those childhood stories set the foundation for a love of storytelling that never goes away. Whether reading a book in a hammock, watching a favorite television show from the couch, or listening to an audio drama in the car, stories are all around us. We can't help it. We're human, and we love a good yarn that's spun well. But, despite the fact that storytelling is all around us, it takes a special someone to really tell a story well. And I just so happen to have that special someone right here sitting next to me. So, with some help, let's get into AT Tip number 58, Night Light Stories. I'd like to welcome back to the show my lovely wife, Melissa Bouguet. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome. So tell me a little bit about Nightlight Stories. What is Nightlight Stories?
Nightlight Stories is a podcast created by you and I of original children's stories that we've written over the years.
So how did the idea come about?
The idea came about as we needed something to talk about besides children and what happened today at work. And we both had this idea for a while, and so we finally got it together, and we created Nightlight Stories. We put our stories together, thought it would be fun to work together, record together, create stories together.
Yeah, it's like the daily grind was getting to us, you know. Yeah. Everything we were talking about was, hey, did you buy any more diapers? Yeah. Oh, the milk's going to go bad in 2 days. We better use it up. I mean, all that kind of conversation is necessary, but
yeah,
exactly. It's not exactly fun.
No.
We like to have fun.
Yes. So we came up with a name, and we created this whole thing from the ground up. You and I did one night, two nights, three nights.
But it gave us something fun to do together.
It did. It did.
And it does.
It's been so much fun. All the stories are original. They're written by you and I.
All the stories? How many are there?
There are 10 stories currently. We have a lot more in the plans, but right now, as of summer 2009, we have 10 stories. Yeah. Strong.
We just do what we can do. Get the stories out when we can.
Yeah.
Now tell me a little bit about the stories. How long are the stories?
They can range between 5 to 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. Some stories, like our Christmas story, is 23 minutes.
And now the story is 23 minutes, or is the podcast episode 23
the
minutes?
The whole podcast episode is 23 minutes. So the story would probably be about 18.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they range from 5 to maybe 18 minutes.
Well, because we have two different kinds of stories, Chris. We have a flashlight story, which is a quicker story. And then we have our regular episode story that is probably longer than 8 minutes.
Okay, and what are the stories about? Can you just, I mean, are they all about the same character, or?
No, they're all different. You and I have come up with these things, like I said, over the years, but since we've had children, they've given us different ideas. So one story that we do have a consistent character, I will say, his name is Mojo. It was a ferret of ours, and that's how we came up with these ideas for that story. And we do have a couple of Mojo stories, and he is going to be seen throughout the podcast consistently. However, like I said, we had a Christmas story called Chili's Christmas about an ornament on a tree and his perspective in life.
What's the most recent story?
The most recent story is called The Watermelon Seed. The Watermelon Seed is about a little boy who is writing letters back and forth with his grandmother, trying to figure out what's going on with his mother after she swallows a watermelon seed.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
So we touch upon letter writing in there, how to maybe a little problem solving and observing and investigating.
So how do people find these stories?
So you can get the stories free from our blog site at www.nightlightstories.blogspot.com. And there's a free downloadable link to each story there. There's also, you can go to iTunes and subscribe for free there. Just look up Nightlight Stories and subscribe. And you can get it, like I said, for free.
Very cool. You mentioned the blog. So what's going on there at the blog?
The blog is a place where you can find some vocabulary words from the stories, some comprehension questions, different levels of them here and there. And every story we try and do a couple of activities, and we just want to promote the children listening to the story and then keeping their minds going after the story. So they're simple activities, they're simple questions, but they just might keep them going for a little bit longer after the story. And also, we have contests during this time on the blog. We have partnerships with some really awesome publishers, some toy companies. And in fact, I just got an email from the Imagination Movers offering us a CD.
From Disney?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool? we love them. Yeah.
So you mentioned these activities with the students. Mm-hmm. So I guess the thing to point out is that the stories are really for children of all ages, right?
Oh, yes.
And so students that are younger might not be able to read. Parents, is there activities that they could do with their parents they could do together?
Exactly. Promote family time.
But if it is an older student that would also enjoy the stories, then mm-hmm. they could read the questions and do the activities as well.
Oh, yeah. Also, in classrooms. I mean, towards the end of the year, I actually had a teacher friend of mine use these in her classroom. And the kids really, she said, really enjoyed the time of listening, and it got to practice their audio skills and their comprehension, so she felt successful.
Well, that's a great idea. Teachers can use this in their classrooms.
Yeah.
With their students.
Cool. Yep.
As a way to practice auditory comprehension.
Correct. Correct. Because everybody can use some auditory listening skills.
What?
Right, Chris?
Okay, so if people are interested in listening to the Nightlight Stories, where can they learn more? Where can they contact you? What's your... One last time, give us the contact information.
Okay, so our contact information for the blog is www.nightlightstories.blogspot.com. You can also email me at nightlightstories@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. There's a Nightlight Stories group. You can also go on Twitter, and I am Nightlight08.
Excellent.
So feel free to contact us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to see you on the blog. Leave a comment. Write me. Let me know what you think. We would love to hear from you.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you very much, Melissa, and thanks for taking your time to be here on the AT Tips Cast.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview, and I hope you check out the Nightlight Stories. Actually, more than that, I hope you enjoy the story so much that you feel compelled to tell all of your family and friends about the free stories you can find over there at nightlightstories.blogspot.com. Now, I've got some other news to pass along. I recently attended NEC09, and it was a blast. NEC is the National Educational Computing Conference, and it was held in Washington, D.C. this year. I learned a thing or two in sessions, but the best part of the conference by far was connecting with people. Collaborating with other educators, sharing stories, and making face-to-face connections with people who I had only previously known via virtual means made the entire conference a truly memorable experience. In fact, one of the people I met there was Nancy Stewart, who you heard in the bumper at the beginning of this episode. Thank you, Nancy. I'll have a link to the blog that she mentioned in the bumper over at the attipscast.wordpress.com site. The next thing I need to tell you about is that I'll be the moderator for the 2009 Summer Institute on Assistive Technology on the topic of use of social media tools for the Family Center on Technology and Disability, or FCTD for short. The Institute runs from July 20th through July 31st, and here's the best part, it's free. Just go to www.fctd.info and click on the link to register. It's going to be a blast, so I hope you can pop in and participate in the discussion. Come learn, come share, come have some fun with me. Also, You should know that the question booklet for Volume 4 is now available from the blog site, attipscast.wordpress.com. If you're new to the AT Tips Cast, basically, the idea here is to turn the AT Tips Cast into a staff development workshop for your school district. Burn episodes to CDs, give out question booklets with the CD to prove that people actually participated, and now, whammo, you're done. You got people doing staff development in the car on the way to work. You can find out more specifics over at the blog site, attipscast.wordpress.com. Finally, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, this is the final episode of Season 2 of the AT Tips Cast. Summer is crazy busy with work-related and family-related responsibilities, so the AT Tips Cast is taking its summer vacation. Now, having said that, I've got some things to share that will be coming down the pike. So, although I'm guessing I won't officially start Season 3 until September or October, I hope you stay subscribed over the summer because I've got a listener feedback episode I've been working on, and I'm hoping to get that done and get it out to you. And I finally received the go-ahead to start talking about the big, top-secret AT project I've referenced in past episodes. I'm hoping to get another special announcement episode that describes that project in detail as soon as possible. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy your summer. Remember, you can contact me at attipscast@gmail.com, follow status updates on Twitter, where I go by @attipscast, and you can join the AT Tippers group on either Classroom 2.0 or Facebook. So, until next season, Season 3, woohoo! May all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.